White Sox and Indians continuing their series on Saturday. Top of the first inning, there's no score but a threat by the White Sox. Josh Tomlin's on the mound. Jose Abreu's at the plate.
Now the 1-2 delivery. Curveball whacked to third under the glove of Ramirez, who went with a backhand. It goes down the left field line. Anderson scores. Cabrera to third. Abreu stops at first. And that's going to be ruled an RBI single. A swing and a broken bat liner to left. That'll be a base hit. That'll score Abreu. Garcia being waved home. Brantley will throw to third. 3-0 Chicago. The pitch to him. He swings and floats one into shallow right. Coming hard. Diving as Robertson can't make the catch. The bloop single from Melky Cabrera scores Leury Garcia to make it 4-0. The set and pitch. Santana with a drive. Deep left field. Gone to the bleachers. And it's a one-run game. Indians trailing it 4-3. Santana's eighth home run of the year. A bullet to the bleachers in left. One of those home runs that people didn't try to catch. Now the 2-2. Swing and a miss. Pulled the string and a curve, and he gets Santana. And strikes out the side as Robertson's trying to get a two-inning save tonight. 1-2 the count now on Zimmer. Robertson sets, fires. A swing and a miss. Struck him out on a curveball. Ball dug out of the dirt. Smith throws to first, and the strikeout ends the ballgame. Robertson gets a six-out save, striking out four in the process.
The White Sox win for just the second time in their last 10 games, picking up a 5-3 victory over the Indians on Saturday. They win despite having six runners thrown out on the bases. Jose Abreu goes 3-for-5 to lead the White Sox. The Indians lose for the fifth time in seven games following a 5-3 decision to the White Sox on Saturday. Here's Indians manager Terry Francona after the game.
You know, I mean, there was traffic, you know, right for the first hitter. And he couldn't find a feel for his breaking ball. And that's been his real good pitch, you know, as he's been on this roll. And it was because there was so much traffic, he couldn't find it either. Because, you know, if there's nobody on or something, you know, he has the ability to maybe throw it a couple, three times in a row. So there was just, you know, he didn't walk anybody, which is fortunate, but there was just a lot of hits. And, you know, we're also fortunate, you know, there were some, they were, you know, really aggressive on the bases. Santana makes a good throw. Gomer throws a guy in third. Or, you know, he might not have lasted that long just because there was a bunch of hits. But, you know, he needs that curveball with the variation in speeds, and he just didn't have a feel for it tonight.
How rare is it to see a ball kind of bounce in and out of Brantley's glove?
Yeah. I went down and looked at it because you can't see it from where we are. And I just think there's a lot happening down in that corner when you're running full speed. You're getting towards the stands. You're getting towards the warning track. And I bet you, if you ask him, I know he won't make excuses, but I bet you it was bouncing. You know, when you run like that. They did a great job. You know, Shaw gives up one, but to go that long and you know, like I said, give ourselves a chance. And I thought when OT stranded those two runners, I really thought we were going to win the game. And as it showed, we had a chance. That's a hard one to win when you're doing that, but they all chipped in and did a really good job. Yeah, boy, you know, so many times, you know, when we go into whoever we're playing, you see like 3-4, 4-5, and you're like, man, we got to get through there and not get nicked up. If those two get on a roll at the same time, that would be really good for us.
Did it take maybe a couple times through yard and kind of zero in on what Holmberg
was doing? I mean, we'd never faced him, but I think there's some deception. I think there's a good changeup. I think he also knows how to pitch, you know, for a younger guy. But I think he has a good feel to pitch. You know, we didn't get much going besides the home runs. That was kind of our offense.
We've seen Brantley do it before, but just what do you think of those assists from left? The team with
Frankie on the line. I think we were talking about before the game today, his throwing, his accuracy, the carry. Like, I don't know if you would term it a gun. Like, you see some guy like Santana. That, to me, is a gun, man. But Brand is so consistent, and the ball has so much good carry to it, and he's so accurate that very few times you see him throw a ball and an infielder gets handcuffed. He just has such a nice feel for it.
Josh Tomlin started for the Indians. He allowed 4 runs, 3 earned, and 9 hits over 2 2/3. He's now 3-8 on the season. Here's Tomlin after the game.
It's a huge pitch for me for the change of speed. I've got 3 other pitches that are in that 83 to 88 range, or today it was more like 85 to 88 or whatever it was, and everything was east and west. So, I mean, when you get a lineup that's pretty good like they are, hitting balls that are, you know, on the edges of the plate, and you don't have anything to kind of combat that, slow them down, speed them up, it makes for a hard. I mean, that's a big speed differential for me to keep hitters off the fastball and keep them kind of honest with the cutter. And that's all I was just talking to Jan about. It was just a poor execution on my part with the curveball. I couldn't really find that rhythm or find that groove with it. And I throw a good one that would be, you know, had the break you want, the shape you want, but it would end up 3 feet in front of the plate. And then you throw a good four-seamer up and into a guy, you get a check swing foul ball or swing and miss, then you try to bury a curveball and you cast a little bit and it kind of just floats up there. And even if they're not looking for that pitch or it kind of fools them, they can keep their hands back. And it's just a pitch that kind of stays in the zone for a long time, and it's a slower pitch. And good hitters can put the barrel on it and do damage. And that's basically what it boiled down to, just poor execution on my end and put us in a hole early on that we couldn't dig out.
I think it was an 0-2 pitch you hit Garcia with, or just that turn that inning, into something bigger.
Right. Yeah. It was obviously you're not trying to hit a guy 0-2, but you know that's a really good hitter, and you've got to kind of keep him kind of off the diving, off the pitch that's going to be away, or you try to set him up enough to where you can maybe double up in there and just try to throw a good four-seamer up and in to try to keep him honest and. Just too far in. That's all it boiled down to.
Collectively as a group, with the starters, you want to go deeper into games. What can you say about the job that the bullpen has done to kind of, in situations necessary, kind of pick up the slack?
They did an unbelievable job. They came in and kept it at bay for the rest of the game. And I actually felt like the whole game, I stayed in the dugout, and the whole game, it felt like we were right there. The intensity was there. The hitters were putting up good at bats. The bullpen did a great job. It just came down to me not doing my job early on in the game. It put us in a hole, and we weren't able to dig out of it. So, but I mean, collectively as a group, I mean, there was a lot of fight in the dugout. There was a lot of intensity. It just, the one person that didn't do their job was me today. I went out there and gave up 4 runs early on, and you get a guy that kind of gets into a groove and kind of finds that rhythm a little bit, and I mean, it makes it tough for hitters to dig out of that. Whether, whoever's on the mound, or it doesn't matter. And you're big league pitchers, big league team. You get a 4-0 deficit that early on, it's tough to dig out of.
The one that Brantley wasn't able to catch down the line, I feel like it's rare that you see him not able.
That would have been a great play, and I talked to him on the bench about it, and he was trying to take blame for it, and that's. He was playing, I think he was playing the guy kind of a pull gap a little bit. And he made an unbelievable play on the ball. He got there. He's close to the wall right there and tried to make a good play on it. And, you know, good players still make mistakes. If he would have made that play, it would have been an unbelievable play. We've been talking about that play right now. But, unfortunately, it was a tough play to be made, and he didn't catch it. Yeah, I mean, they ran into 2 or 3 or 4 outs, I think, whenever I was out there. So that just kind of speaks to kind of what we've been a part of the past couple of years. We play defense, we want to do little things to make us good. And, there's a bunch of heads-up plays that were going on. Those guys were just trying to take bases. They were being pretty aggressive. And the guys just, tried to make the play. If it wasn't made, those guys were running and they were staying sharp. They were paying attention to the game and got the outs. And it helped me out a lot. I mean, obviously the box score of my line doesn't show that, but the running the three outs like that is it helped me out quite a bit, actually.
Sunday's pitching matchup has Carlos Carrasco going for the Indians against Jose Quintana of the White Sox.